We've recently put out a request for information on integrations. So what is integrations? The purpose of integrations is a project to develop an acquisition vehicle that meets the needs of our customers with complex integrated professional services with an equal or amount of ancillary IT components. If you move away from the schedules world for a second, it creates a government-wide vehicle that will provide complex integrated professional services in a cost-type environment that would allow us to incorporate other direct costs, commonly referred to as ODCs, something that currently is not available on the schedule. It would also allow us as an agency to go out to other federal agencies and respond with, we don't need to continue to create a proliferation of vehicles. If you look at recent internal management reports and GAO reports, federal agencies have been creating vehicles on top of vehicles. And when asked why they don't, what could GSA do better, it goes back to ease of use. Integrations is in response to that. So we hear our customers and we are responding. In the end, it will allow and facilitate us to manage high-risk contracts, encouraging performance-based contracting, leveraging transparency, data analysis, streamline the acquisition process, and maximizing opportunities for small business.
But one of the things you said toward the end of the discussion about integrations was there's a lot of duplication out there. There's a lot of, we don't need one more contract vehicle. Yet here you are telling me integrations, and it's one more contract vehicle. So is it a true contract vehicle where you go through very similar to what maybe what happened with Alliant, where you'll accept bids, you'll look at the bids, you'll make some decisions? Or is integrations more of a, here are companies with existing schedules, maybe one on MOBIS, maybe one on PEC, and maybe one on the IT schedule, and those three schedules will be brought together under integrations. So if agency X is looking for a complex service, they can go to integrations and find all the pieces of that complex service and not have to go from schedule to schedule to schedule.
The first part of your question, your comment, is actually correct. It is a one place where they will be able to stop and get that integrated professional service requirement to include ancillary IT components. What it's not, though, is another multi-award schedule. What we see in integrations is a tool that gives that flexibility to federal agencies and allows them to focus on their core mission. When you look at the various responses of why agencies do not use schedules or GSA, you will read things such as, it's not agile, it's not flexible, I cannot use other direct costs on schedules, which is a deep dive in the schedule world. So we've heard our customer, we've read the reports, and if we're going to be agile, if we're going to be responsive, then we've also got to manage those expectations, and integrations is a part of it. So it is comprehensive. It is where you can look at pro services in one suite of services. And I would acknowledge to you that the market is probably going to end up being some of those same players. I mean, we want some of that from a competition standpoint.
I know this has been tried before in the 2000s, early 2000s, to bring people together so they can offer that integration service. So what's your vision of, I know you put an RFI out, so I know you're getting industry comment back. I know you're going to review that and then kind of go from there. But is integrations, as you see it now, and obviously it could change, something where people are going to have to bid and then get accepted? Or if it's not another multiple award contract, what is it then?
It is a competitive procurement process. So proposals will have to be submitted. They will have to be evaluated. Clearly, there's the option for the government to hold discussions and negotiations, and we probably will. And at some point, there will be an award made and debrief. So we will go through the procurement process. We're in the pre-solicitation phase now. We'll get into the solicitation phase, the award phase, and then post-award. So the big distinction here is, in the schedules world, you in fact submit an offer. This is a competitive procurement, and then there are winners and losers associated with that. So there is going to be a pool of suppliers, and one of the things I do want to make a plug, if industry wants to learn more, if you want to see where we're going, we've been totally open and transparent. I encourage you to go to gsa.gov/integrations. You'll see the webcast, you'll see the RFI, you'll see the point of contact. You'll see everything you need to see there as far as where we're going with it. But it is a step above where we are with the MAS world.
And we'll have a link on federalnewsradio.com as well to that, make it easier. But let me just back up. Okay, so you told me it's not another government-wide contract, yet you just said we're going to go through a competitive procurement process. We're going to have winners and losers. We're going to have debriefs. Everything you're describing is another government-wide acquisition contract. So again, help me understand, what's the difference here with integrations?
Well, I think it is very similar to Alliant. You know, the main thing with the integrations piece is, I'll use the schedules as an example. Currently, if we were trying to do an integrated professional service requirement under the multi-award schedule. As an agency, as a supplier, you would probably have to look at teaming arrangements, multiple schedules that would have to be used, multiple suppliers would have to be used in a teaming arrangement. This moves all of that off the table. And oh, by the way, even if I'm a supplier and I have four or five schedules, I don't have to use that anymore. See, that's that complexity and ease of use that we're talking about, because that does get a little dicey. What contractor, is it a teaming arrangement? Well, I'm teaming within myself. It becomes a complicated procurement, and that is part of the feedback that we've got. And oh, by the way, the flexibility associated with other direct costs, we have not included that in schedules. It still isn't there. We're working through that. But in the meantime, let's look at it. Market share is dwindling across. You have more and more agencies. Market share from a GSA perspective is kind of flatlining. What I'm saying to federal executives is, look, you don't need to go out here and create those procurement vehicles. GSA, we've done it. We've done the competition for you. And, oh, by the way, the backside, we've done the backside, Jason. That's critically, and that's the project management and the care and feeding of those suppliers and those contractors, making sure that they're trained, they're educated, they're complying with the terms and conditions. We just talked about e-mods and e-offers, tying in electronic interface, the systems piece of that. GSA carries that as part of what we offer, and that often is lost in the transition.